So we got to the very top line here. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, "Parsha gedola karnos v'shnayim b'shachres v'musaf uve mincha karn al p'hem." So the Mishnah had said that they read from the Sefer Torah in the morning, and then the musaf as well, and the mincha they read al peh. So it's unclear whether musaf is being attached to shachres where they read it with the actual sefer, or it's being attached to the mincha where they read it al peh. So the Gemara asks this question: Ibayilu heichi kamar? How does the Mishnah read? B'shachres uve musaf karnos v'sefer. Musaf is lumped together with shachris, which means you would read from the Sefer Torah itself, both during shachris and musaf, the various psukim. And mincha time, karnos al pi apeh, ki karnos shema, like reading shema al peh. Oh, duma hachi katani b'shachris karnos so b'sefer kama. You read only from the Sefer during shachris, but musaf or mincha, karnos al pi apeh, ki karnos shema. And musaf, you'd actually read it by heart, like when we recite shema. So that's the ambiguity when it comes to musaf. So Gemara answers, Toshma, the Tani, the Brisa teaches us that Meshacharis uve Musaf nechnasun lebeis haknesses v'karin kederach shekarin kol hashana. So it's very clear that Musaf is like Shacharis, where you do read from the Sefer Torah. Uve mincha yachid karos al peh, and the yachid reads it by himself, by al peh. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says v'chi yachid yachid likos divrei Torah al peh. But Tzibur, is a yachid allowed to go and read from the Sefer Torah al peh? So what it means is ela kokulan nechnasun v'karos al peh ki karnes hashma. It's not that a yachid is reading on behalf of the tzibur. It doesn't go and announce from the bima and start reading apeh. Each individual goes as a tzibur. They all read individually, like one were to recite shema apeh. They'd also recite the psukim baal peh as well. So Gemara now says, kol yom sheish bo halel ein bo maimin. So we said, when there is a halel, so there's no maimin. So Gemara says, ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh. So unclear what this means. So ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh. Let's take Rashi's pshat here. What's the difference between this and that? So Rashi explains two lines down from the top. Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh. Ma'ishna de karbon etzim dachi ma'imid de ne'ila. U'ma'imid de mincha lo dachi. How is it and why is it when a karbon etzim is brought, the day that a family dedicated wood, so that pushed off the ma'imid of ne'ila, but it didn't push off the ma'imid of mincha. That's the question according to Rashi. And what the Gemara answers is, halalu divrei Torah, halalu divrei sofim. The answer is, Rashi explains, halalu divrei Torah is mincha. Mincha is a din deraisa based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav, that Yitzchak Avinu tiken tfilat mincha, shenemar v'yatsa Yitzchak lasuch basade lefanos erev, they went to Davin mincha, so it's a din deraisa. So therefore, the carbon atom does not push off the maimid of the mincha. Mincha is a deraisa, as opposed to ne'ila, which is only divrei sofim. That's why carbon atom pushes off the ne'ilah. That's Rashi's understanding. Tosfos says differently. Tosfos writes in the top here, ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh, kolomer ma hefresh bein karbon musaf lekarbon etzem. Why is a karbon musaf doche mincha, but a karbon etzem is not doche mincha? And he says because a karbon musaf is a deraisa, and a ne'ilah is a karbon etzem rather, is only a dirabanan. So it's not referring to the tefillahs, but Tosfos is referring to the karbon, which karbonos have the magnitude to push off the maimon. So back in the Gemara now, the Gemara says further. Zman atzei kohanim va'am. So the Mishnah went on to list the various times that different people and kohanim and families would dedicate the firewood. So the Gemara asks the question. First, the Brice asks the question. Tani Rabbanan, lama hutzrichu lomar zman atzei kohanim va'am. What was the need to go list every single family that dedicated wood? We know there's a din. The Mishnah in Shkalm tells us that every yochid, if they wanted, they could dedicate as well. A yochid's allowed to dedicate wood. So why do we specify these families? And so the Brisa points out, because Amru, Kisha'olu b'nei Agola, when they returned back from Chutzlar, from Bavel, with Ezra, lo matzu etzim belishcha. There was no wood in the base of Mikdash. V'amdu elu, these families came ahead, and they stepped up, v'snadvu mishalem, and gave from their own wood, they dedicated to the base of Mikdash, they were the Moser Nefesh, v'kach hisnu nevim shebeinayhem, and this was the, what the nevim had made a stipulation, that they should show a reward to these people. Shafilu lishka mele etzim. Even if it's a situation whereby the chambers are full of wood, there's plenty of wood. Yehu elu misnadim. These families should be able to dedicate mishalhen on their own. Shenemar vagaralos hipalnu al karbon etzim hakohanim levim. That the gora fell on these particular families. Va'am lahavi lebeis el kain lebeis avoseinu. They brought to dedicate their own wood to beis hamikdash. Le'itim muzumanim, to have set times a year. Shana b'shana levaram mizbeach Hashem elokeinu kakasa b'torah. In other words, this was a reward. These families who stepped up in a time when there was a great need of wood. So even when you don't need the wood, we allow these families to kind of cut the line and dedicate wood because as a payback for what they had done when they were in a great need of the wood. And that's why we list these nations as a schar, as a tribute to these families. So Gemara now says further, V'imahim kohanim levim v'chol mi v'chule, the Mishnah said, and we listed various family names. So of the family names mentioned, the Braisa points out, Tanir Rabbanan, mahayu b'nei gonvei Eli u'b'nei kotik tzias. What exactly, who were these people? Because of the families, we list the people of gonvei Eli, people who stole Eli, leaves or baskets, and b'nei kotik tzias, and people who cut down. So who are these families? What's the story? Why do they get these names? So the Braisa explains that Amru pa'machas, one time, Gazu Malchus Gezera al Yisrael Shlo Yaviu Eitim L'Maracha. They made a decree, the government made a decree, that they're not allowed to dedicate wood to the base of Mikdash. V'Shlo Yaviu Bikurim Yushalayim. They also said, you can't bring Bikurim, the first fruits of the season, you couldn't bring either to Yushalayim. V'Oshivu Prizdos al Adrachim. They had set up guards along the paths towards the Harabais. G'derech Shehoshiv Yeravam Benavat Shlo Yalu Yisrael L'Regel. Yeravam in his time set up posts to prevent the Bnei Yisrael from going up to Har Bais for Ali the Regel. So in a similar fashion, in the times of this particular Malchus, they had set posts and blockades so no one should go to perform Bikurim, to bring Bikurim to the new fruits to the base of Migdash, Yerushalayim, and also said they shouldn't bring wood to the base of Migdash. What happened? Ma'os, what did they do? K'sherim she'obosa ador v'yirechet. Those who are kosher, those who are yirechet, those who really believed in Hashem, what do? Heviu sale Bikurim v'chipum b'ktzios. They brought a basket of fruit of Bikurim, and they covered it with dried figs. Unatlum, and they took them to Yerushalayim. The Eli al Kisvem, and they had some type of a wood on their shoulders. The Chavin Shigiu Eita Prozos, they got to the guards, the blockade. Amulahem, the guard said, Lahechan Atem Olchem, where are you guys going? What's on your head? Amulahem, they said, Shnei Igula Devela, Laso Shnei Igula Devela, we're going to make some fig cakes. So they had a piece of wood, and they had the figs, they were going to crush them somewhere in Yerushalayim. B'machteshes, with some type of crusher. Shelefanenu, u'be'eli shal kasfenu, with the baskets of figs we hold on our shoulders, and the wood we're holding, that we're going to crush and make these fig cakes. The Kamen Shavu, they passed by the post, and they believed their story. Mehem, they passed by. And Kamen Shavu, mehen, itrim b'salam, then they end up taking out the fruits of the Bikurim. They uncovered them with the figs. They vim lishayim and brought them up to Shulayim to celebrate the mitzvah Bikurim. So why are they called these names? So Gonvei Eli, because they had stolen the Gnevis Das of the Shomim, they tricked the Shomim, and they're also called Kotek Tias because they were cutting down the wood, and they're dedicating the wood to the base of Mikdash because they brought the wood as well that they told them they're using to crush the figs, but in fact they're really bringing the wood to the base of Mikdash to fuel the Mizbeach. So that was why they got these names. And Tana Hein Hein Bnei Salmei Hanitofti. The real names were the family of Salmei Nisofasi, but they got these nicknames because of the Mesiras Nefesh that they had performed. Gemara says further, Tana Rabbanan, Mahein Bnei Salmei Hanitofasi. Who exactly are these people? Amru, they said, Hamachas one time, Gazim Malchus Gzera Yisrael, so Yaviu Eitim Lemaracha. They made such a Gzera that not to bring the wood to the base of Mikdash. Voshivu Prusdals, like we saw above, Ahadrachim, they set up these posts along the paths, Kedarach Sheoshiv Yaravim, the Nevat, Ahadrachim, Shalayalu Yishalayal Regal, Ma'asu Yirechet, Shabal Sador, what did people do that who were Yirechet? Heviu Gizerem, they brought the logs of wood, V'asu Sulamas, they made ladders, V'inichu Al Kisfen, they placed them on their shoulders, V'ahalchu Lahem, and they went along the way. V'kevin Shagiu Etzlam, once they got to these posts, Amulahem, Lehechan Atem Holchen, where are you going? Amulahem, they said, Lehavim Gozalos, we're Beshovach, we're going to collect some birds. They're high up in the tree in the nest. We need the ladders together. Shelfanenu, Sebusulama Shalakasfenu, we're using the ladders on our shoulders to go get them. And came in Sheavru Behen Pirkum, once they passed by these posts, they took apart the ladders and had them as separate logs, and the Vim, the Heulum, Lushaim, and brought them to Yushalayim to fuel the fire. So the Ben Yoyav that says, why Dafka Sulamos? Why are they not using another kli? So the answer is because the Mishnah tells the Maseches Tamid that they had certain Kohanim who were Bali Mum. They were not allowed to do the Avoda. What their role was in the Beis Mikdash was to inspect all the wood, that there were no worms. It had to be pure pieces of wood. Now, the din is, the practice was, when you made kalim, you usually made nice wood to make kalim. So if they brought regular kalim, they'd suspect them, oh, you're probably using the nice wood. But when it came to making ladders, typically they'd use bad wood for the ladders, so they weren't even choshesh that they were using the ladder wood, the wood of a ladder, for the base of Mikdash. But what happened was they actually used pure pieces of wood to construct these ladders in order to circumvent these guards, so that's why they chose ladders in particular to help go on the cover even better. Now the Braisa concludes, Valem v'al-kayotibem, on these people, those who are gonvei Eli, those with the baskets, those with the ladders, that's why they're called Bnei Sulami, because they made these ladders. refer to these people and others who were Moser Nefesh for Torah and Mitzvah, who Omer Zeicha Tzadik Levracha. We should remember this Tzadik for blessed memory. Vayiravim ben Nevat v'chaverav, who was a Rasha, and all the other Rishayim who tried to be Mevatil Torah and Mitzvah, Nemar v'shem Risham Yirkov. Let the names of the evil rot. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Be'esim bo, b'nei pachas Moav ben Yehuda. So listed all the various days when families would dedicate the wood. So Tana, the Braisa says, b'nei pachas Moav ben Yehuda, hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. They're the same exact family that was listed in the Mishnah, where it says, Be'esim b'tamuz, there's a family of b'nei David ben Yehuda, that's the same family as b'nei pachas Moav ben Yehuda. Same exact family, they actually dedicated two different times. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir's understanding. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hein Hein Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya, he says, no, it's referring to a different family. Now the Braisa says further, Be'esim Be'elo Bnei Alden Ben Yehuda, Tanir Banan Bnei Alden Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein Bnei David Ben Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he thinks this family, Bnei Alden, is the same as Bnei David, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda felt that this family brought twice. Earlier, Rabbi Meir that felt a different family brought twice. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Hein Hein Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya. It's the same family as Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya. So if you're paying attention to the people who's saying what, each of these, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda all hold that one family did it twice. So again, Rabbi Meir felt that Bnei Pachas Moav brought it, and they were also Bnei David, so they brought two times. Rabbi Yossi, in both Brises, says that Bnei Pachas was Bnei Yoav, and he also held Bnei Adon was also Bnei Yoav, so that family brought twice. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Bnei Adon is also the same family as Bnei David, so he felt that family brought twice. Either way, there's a machlokas, which family brought twice, but definitely one family brought two times. So now the Gemara says, Becha B'Teves Shebo Bnei Parash Shania. It says in the first of Teves, the family of children of Parosh, they brought the second time. So it turns out that they brought two times this family as well. So Nemani Masnisin, who is the Mishnah or the author of the Mishnah? It can't be Lo Rabbi Meir and Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because E Rabbi Meir, if it was Rabbi Meir who authored it, Rabbi Meir was one who felt that Bnei Pachas brought twice. So then the Mishnah should have said, Lisnei, it should say in the Mishnah, Shebo Bnei David Bnei Yehuda Shnia, second time. Meaning just like it says explicitly, that Bnei Parish brought two times, it should have said that Bnei David brought two times. Why doesn't it say that? The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda authored a Mishnah, it should say, Lisnei Shebo Bnei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. That was a family that he felt brought two times, but it doesn't say a second time. The Rabbi Yossi said, Lisnei should teach, Shebo Bnei Yoav, but Bnei Tzruya Shnia, that this family brought two times. And since it only says a Shnia by Bnei Parish and not by the other families, must be our Mishnah is not authored by any of the Tanaim of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara says, no, not true. The Yom really, it was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi really authored the Mishnah. And the fact that Rabbi Yossi said that Bnei Yoav brought in two different brises, it was really trait Tanai Ali with Rabbi Yossi. It was two opinions what Rabbi Yossi felt. Bnei Rabbi Yossi felt that only one of these families was really Bnei Yoav. Either it was Bnei Adin or it was Bnei Pachas. It wasn't both families. We don't know which one he held, but there are two opinions what he had said, but it wasn't a family bringing it two different times. The only family that brought two different times, according to Rabbi Yossi, was Bnei Parish, who brought two different times. So now the Gemara says at the very end, the last line of Amud Aleph here, Be'achar b'teves lo haya maimid. There's no maimid on the first day of Teves. The reason why, because there's a halel of Hanukkah, a halel, and there was a carbon musaf, because there's Rosh Chodesh, and carbon eitzim as well, so that, because it was such a busy day, there's no maimid. So Amr Le Mark Shisha Braid of Chista Rav Ashi. He said the following: Maishna Halel Dachi Didei, Umaishna Musaf Dilo Dachi Didei. What's the difference when a day where there's a Halel, we don't have Maimid during Shacharis? Right? Shacharis is the time of Halel, so Halel knocks off the Maimid of its Tefillah. But when it comes to Musaf, we said Musaf, we don't knock off the Maimid of Musaf. We still have a Maimid of Musaf, but rather we knock off the Maimid of the Mincha. So why is that the case? If Halal knocks off its own maimid, so Musaf should knock off its own maimid also, meaning the maimid of Musaf. Why is it knocking off the maimid of Mincha later on? That's the question of the Gemara. So again, Maishna Halal the Dachi Didei. Halal knocks off its own maimid. Umaishna Musaf the Lo Dachi Didei. Musaf does not knock off its own maimid, rather knocks off either a later maimid, Mincha. So Amar Le Rashi says, Hashta the Lav Didei Dachi. If it knocks off that which is not, meaning the mincha, it's able to be dachi. Musaf knocks off the mincha, so certainly the day lo kol shkein, certainly it should knock off its own maimid. So he says, no, not true. He thinks it should knock off both mincha and musaf, according to Rav Ashi. So Amri Lei Hachi Kamina Lei. This is what I mean to say. Lo Lidchei Ela Didei. What I'm trying to say is that the Musaf should only knock off its own Maimid of Musaf and not also Mincha. Why is it knocking off Mincha instead of knocking off its own Musaf Maimid? So Amri Lei Ika Rabbi Yossi de Kar Kavasa. He said, what you're saying is good. And in fact, it's not so crazy what you're suggesting. Rabbi Yossi says the same thing. Rabbi Yossi actually says that when there's a Karma Musaf, it knocks off the Maimid of the Musaf. How do we know? The Tani, the Baraita says that Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, whenever there's a Musaf, Yesh Bo Maimid, there's a Maimid as well. Maimid Demai, which Maimid is there? Ilema Maimid De Shachris, if you're saying that there's a Maimid of Shachris, Hatani Kama, the Nami Hachi Kama, that's what the Tana Kama says. The Tana Kama holds that a Karma Musaf does not knock off a Shachris. When there's a Shacharis, so then when there's a Musaf, you still have a Maimid during Shacharis. It does not knock off Shacharis. Shacharis exists. So what is it knocking off? Ela Maimid the Musaf. So Didei. So it must be the Maimid of Musaf that's knocking off. So the Gemara says, again, Maimid the Musaf. So the Gemara says, well, Didei Nami Lo Dachi, it should knock off its own. So Ela, the Mincha, it must be knocking off the Mincha. The Gemara says it knocks off the Mincha. It's a little bit confusing here. So the Gemara says, why is it, wait, hold on a second, why is it knocking off the Musaf here? So again, one more time. Ella, we say that Maimid the Musaf is knocking off the Musaf. Gemara says, as it possible, Didei Nami Lo Dachi? So even the Maimid of itself, it's not going to be knocking off, because again, Rabbi Yossi says that Kol Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Yesh Bo Maimid. We're doing in the positive here. So when there's a Musaf, there's a Maimid. Which Maimid is there? If you're saying that there's a Maimid of Shacharis, of course there's a Maimid of Shacharis. Musaf has nothing to do with the Maimid of Shacharis. So Ella, that's Tana Kama holds that way. Ella, Maimid de Musaf. So Gemara says it knocks off its own Musaf. Gemara says Musaf Didei Nami Lo Dachi. It doesn't knock off its own. El de Mincha must be. I'm saying Musaf Didei Nami Lo Dachi. And the question, sorry, the Musaf doesn't knock off its own Maimid. Of course, the Kar Musaf knocks off its own Maimid. So which Maimid is there going to be? El de Mincha, that there must be the Maimid of the Mincha. So the Gemara says, well, Karban Eitim Dachi. The Karban Eitim has the ability to knock off the Mincha. If that's the case, it can be referring to the Mincha, because it sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds that Karban Musaf, the day that the Karban Musaf, there's always going to be the Maimid we're talking about. If it's true, we're going to have a Maimid of Mincha all the time, but there's some days that Karban Musaf coincides with the day of Karban Eitzim, and the Karban Eitzim is going to knock off the Mincha, so the statement isn't really accurate. Because if he says, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, there's a Maimid, if it means a Maimid of Mincha, that's not true. Because sometimes when there's a Musaf, there's also Karban Eitzim, and the Karban Eitzim knocks off the Maimid of Mincha. So that's not what it's referring to. Ela must be, the Gemara says, Elav Din Ne'ila. Must be referring to the Ne'ila. In other words, a day when there's a Karban Musaf, there's always going to be the Maimid of Ne'ila. Nothing knocks off the Maimid of Ne'ila. But Shema Aminah, we learn from here, Didei Dachi, Dilav Didei Lo Dachi, Shema Aminah. We learn from here that the Karban Musaf knocks off the Maimid of its own time, but it doesn't knock off that which is not its right time. And that's just the long, a little confusing Braisa to prove the point that it does knock off the Maimid of Musaf. So now the Gemara says, the Lissei Nami Be'echa Be'Nisan. How come the Mishnah did not list the first day of Nisan as another day where there's no Ma'amadas at all? We had mentioned before Rosh Chodesh Teves is a day where there's no Maimid, because there's a Hallel, and there's a Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and it's also the day of Karban Eitzim, the first day of Nisan also. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's a Hallel, there's a Karban Musaf, and there's also a day where they dedicated it to Karban Eitzim. So there shouldn't be a Maimid on Rosh Chodesh Nisan either. So the Gemara says, Lissei Nami Be'echa Be'Nisan, so why was that not listed in the Mishnah as another day where there's no Maimon? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava. Rava says, Zos Emeritus comes to teach us, Halila de Bereish Yarcha Lav Deraisa. Hala Rosh Chodesh and not Din Deraisa. There's a big discussion, Machlokas, between the Rambam and Ramban, where the Hala is a Deraisa, not a Deraisa. The Rambam calls it Divrei Sofrim. Some proof from the Gemara that it's Din Deraisa, because the Gemara says that only Hala Rosh Chodesh is not Deraisa, which implies all other Halas, Chanukah, Pesach, and Sukkot are going to be Hallel Deraisa. So that's an interesting conversation, whether it's a Deraisa, Derabban, or Divrei Sofrim within the Rambam and Ramban. Either way, the Gemara says, since Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not a Deraisa, therefore it's not Docha the Maimim. When is it Docha? Aleph Teves, yes, it's Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, but it's also Hallel of Chanukah. And Chanukah Hallel makes it a Hallel Shalim. And that is a Din Deraisa based on the Gemara. When Hallel said because of a Nes, that's going to be a Hallel Deraisa. And therefore, it pushes off the carbon, the maimid of Shacharis. But Hala Rosh Chodesh, that's only a din derabanan, and therefore that's not pushing off the maimid of Shacharis. There will be a maimid of Shacharis. That's why they did not list it in the Mishnah, because the taka was a maimid. So Gemara proves the point about this Hala of Rosh Chodesh not being a deraisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishum Ben Yotzadak Shmona Sayom Bishana Yachid Gomer Behenes Halal. There are 18 days in Eretz Yisrael where they recite and complete the Halal, and there are 18 in Eretz Yisrael, 21 in Chutz La'aretz. Veiluhein Shmona Shmei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkot, there's a full Halal. Shmona Shmei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, there's going to be a Halal Shalem. V'yom Tov Shal Atzeres as well, that's it's a total of 18. And we add three more in the Chutz La'aretz. We have 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, and 9 days of Sukkot. So there's an extra on each of the Yom Tovim, totaling 21 in Chutz La'aretz. So Begola Esam Echad Yom Eluhein Tishas Yumei Achag Shmas Yumei Chanukah V'Shrei Yamim Rishonim Shal Pesach U'Beis Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres. That's 18 and 21 respectively. But Rosh Chodesh isn't mentioned here because Rosh Chodesh is not a deraisa. There's only a Chazi Halal, and therefore it does not push off the Ma'amida of Shachris. The Gemara then says, Rav Ikla, the Bavel, one time he visited Bavel, Chazina the Kakari Halila Bere Shearcha. He saw that they were reciting Halal on Rosh Chodesh. And Tzavrilaf Sukina, he wanted to stop them from reciting Halal. They came into Chazid, the Kamidalge, the Luge, he saw he was skipping some paragraphs. Amar Shramina, Minagavo Seim Biodem, they're just following him in practice, but it's not really a Halal Shalem, and therefore he let it slide. And the Gemara says, Tana, Yachid lo Yashil, Vim Hishil, Gomer. The Braisa says that a Yachid should not begin Halal, but if he finishes it, he's allowed to complete. What that means is that if a person ever, for example, goes to a base Avil on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a Halal on Rosh Chodesh in a base Avil. So what happens if the person leaves? Should you say it on your own? The thing is, we don't say it. The minhag is only to say it in a tzibur. If you dive in a tzibur where they say Halal, you should say it. But if you dive in a tzibur where they didn't say it, there's no inin to go ahead and say Halal after the fact. And if a person wants to, we say not to. If you start it, we let him complete it. But that's the din. Now, fascinating discussion, Tosus here on the side here. Amar Shmamina, there's a big machlokus, a few Tosus in a few places talks about this, whether or not a person says a bracha on a minhag. Does one recite a bracha on a minhag? The Tosus first quotes the Deah that you don't say a bracha on a minhag, and there's some proofs for this idea, based on the Gemara in Sukkah about the mitzvah of a Rava. Rabbi Tam proves from here that you taka do say a bracha on a minhag. How so? Because if you didn't say a bracha on a minhag, so the moment Rav saw the same halal, they didn't start with a bracha, he wouldn't have a shaila. The only shaila was they started saying a bracha, they're about to say halal, they're saying a bracha. But if they start with no bracha, he wouldn't have a shaila at all. Elamai, there must be a bracha on a minhag. So that's a big discussion about whether you say a bracha on a minhag or you don't say a bracha on a minhag. There are also different types of minhagim as well, different levels, certain ones are certain stronger than others. Anyway, it's a fascinating discussion. Varna says, Chamisha Dvarim, there are 5 events that took place on B'Shivas of Thomas. The Gemara goes through each one of them now. The Gemara says, Nishtabru HaLuchos, this was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. We know, and how do we know? The Tanya, B'Shisha L'Chodesh Nitna Aseres HaDibros L'Yisrael. On the 6th of Nisan is when we receive the Torah, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shivaba, it was the 7th day of Nisan, rather Sivan, Sivan where we receive the Luchos. And Man Damar B'Shisha Nitnu B'Shiva Ala Moshe. So the 6th, we were given the Luchos, and the 7th day, Moshe ascended the mountain, Har Sinai, to learn for 40 days. Uman damer b'shiva, we received the Luchos and the Shiva on the 7th day. Shiva ninnu, b'shiva Allah Moshe, he came down the Luchos on the 7th day, and that's the same day he went up to learn with the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the next 40 days. The chsiva, v'ikre al Moshe b'yom hashvi, called up to Moshe from the 7th day, so that's the day he ascended. So everybody agrees, Moshe went up on the 7th day. The only debate was, did he give the Luchos on the Vav or Zayin? So he was up on the 7th of Sivan. And then it says, he went up to the mountain. He spent 40 days, 40 nights there. So there are 24 days left of Sivan. Right? He went up to day 7. So from day 6, so minus 6 in 30 days, there are 24 days left of Sivan. He was up there for 24 days. And Vishitzar Tetamas, another 16 days in Tetamas, the next month, that totals 40. Malulu Arbam, that completes the 40 days. Vishivshasar, on the 70 Matamas Nachas, he came down, he descended Har Sinai, Vasa Vitavrina Leluchos, he broke and shattered the Luchos. So that's how we know from the calculation that it was in the 17th Matamas where he broke, when he broke the Luchos. Vixivahi, Kashir Krav El Machna, when he approached the Machna, Vayar Eagle, he saw the Eagle, Vayashik Miyad Vasaluchos, he threw the Luchos from his hands, Vayashabro some Tachasar, and broke it at the bottom of the mountain. So Gemara then says the next thing that was listed that happened in the Shavas Tamuz was Batel Tamid, the Mevatel, the Karban Tamid, that was the Gzera of the Malchus, and that's a Gemara. We have a tradition that took place in the Shavas Tamuz. The third thing listed was Hufka Ha'ir, that the enemies had had breached the wall of Yerushalayim, the Shivasar Hava, that was the 17th. Gemara says, really? That took place on the 17th? Vax of it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Bechodesh HaRevi, B'tishra L'chodesh, V'yechazak HaRab B'ir, Uksib Basri V'tibak HaIr. This was the 9th day of the month, not the 17th. So Amar Rabba, Lokasha Kan B'Rishona, and Kan B'Shniyah. One was in the first Beis HaMikdash, one was the second Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash, that took place on the 9th, but the second Beis HaMikdash, the breaking of the walls, was on the 17th of Tammuz, the Tanya. But Rishona, Hufka Ir B'Tisha, B'Tammuz, U'B'Shniya, B'Shevasabro. Next thing that took place, the fourth event that took place on Shavasa B'Tammuz was Asarf post-Tammuz Es HaTorah. He burnt the Sefer Torah. That's a Gemara as well. That's a tradition that we have. That event took place on the 17th of Tammuz. And the fifth and final event that took place on Tammuz, the Shavasa B'Tammuz, was the fact that Hamid Tselem Beheicha, they placed a Heicha, a Tselem, a Avodah Zarah, in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know, how do we know? D'chseva u'me'es husar ha'tamid v'la says shikutz shomim. Shikutz shomim is reference to that which is disgusting. It's a reference to a tselem, to an idol placed in the base of Migdash. Asks the Gemara, v'chad hava, there's only one tselem. V'akseva, the pasuk says, v'aknaf shikutim v'shomim. There were multiple idols placed in the base of Migdash. Shikutim, not just one shikutz. So Amar Rava, Rava says, trehavu, you're right. There were really two idols and statues they placed in the base of Mikdash, but one of the statues fell on the other statue, the Tavar Le'liyada, and broke the hand of the other statue. V'shakech Taviksiv, and that's what it found that said about this. There was a conversation that took place between these two different statues, as it says, "And Savis Lacharuve Besa, you want to destroy the base of Mikdash? Yadich Ashimas Le, I'm going to take off your hand." Rashi says in the top of Chavtesir, "And Savis Lacharuve, you want to destroy the base of Mikdash?" Beisa v'yadech ashumelei hatzelam omer lachaveru. They're having this conversation, one statue to the other statue. Ata ritzitzi lahachri beisa shemakum. You want to destroy the house of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Shehitisa yisrael lacharecha. You're trying to trick Kaisel to follow you. The idols, I'm going to fall on you and break your hand. And therefore, there's only one left standing that was full. There were two, but one was only full, and that's why I refer to it as chad. So quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about that in the Shacharis of the Maimid, they read from the Sefer Torah, and Musaf and Mincha, they read Al-Peh. We had coupled Musaf with Mincha, not with Shacharis. We brought a clear proof from that as well. We described later on why we listed the various families of the those who were dedicated wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's because in the time of great need of wood, when they returned from Babel, no one was willing to step up, and these families did step up, and therefore we give a tribute to them. We always let them go first in set days that was designated for these particular families. We went through discussion of the two of the families that had been Moser Nefesh to have the baskets covered on their head, claiming they were making fig cakes, but really they're hiding the baskets of Bikurim, and also the ladders they had in order to hide from the post to bring the firewood to the Beis HaMikdash. We went through different discussions of families that multiple had two times a year, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir, and then the one family everybody agreed to was the Bnei Parish, certainly brought two times a year. And then Be'echa B'Teves, we had the first day of Teves mentioned about why Hallel is docha its own ma'amid of Shacharis, but Musaf was not, and we said, Taka, you're wrong. And the Rabbi Yossi holds that Musaf is a docha, the ma'amid of Musaf time, based on a little bit of confusing brisa. And then we said, why wasn't Rosh Chodesh Nisan listed as another day where there's no ma'amid? Because there's a Musaf, there's a Hallel, there's a carbon eight time. And we answered, because Hallel Rosh Chodesh is only a Dirabanan that does not have the ability to be docha the ma'amid of Shacharis. We listed the 18/21 days where there's a halal shalim. Rosh Chodesh is only a half a halal, and then went through the five different events that took place in Tammuz, Shavasar Tammuz, and we brought the various proofs to prove our point. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.